Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hey, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild Tuesday. It looks like Eileen just got dropped, so I'm waiting for her to call back in. But in the meantime, I want to say a special congratulations. It was officially announced on Facebook today that Kay and Jethro E. Smith are engaged. And with that, we're going to give them a round of applause. And we just got Eileen back. Hi, Eileen. How are you?
Hi. Just, you know, having trouble pushing buttons tonight.
Oh, okay.
Well,
just so everyone knows, I'm Linda Irwin, and Eileen are running solo tonight. DC Love was on with Gary Wimmer last night, kind of a mix-up in communications and scheduling, and with Jethro being gone, he thought yesterday was today. So, anyway, here's Eileen and me. Eileen, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about you?
Well, first of all, Linda, thank you so much for hosting the show today. It's wonderful to be here with you, and it's like old home week since we used to do this show together a few months ago. So thank you
on
so
Tuesdays,
very much.
Yeah.
This is Eileen Boetcher, and that's spelled B-O-E-T-T-C-H-E-R. You can find me on Facebook at Eileen Boetcher. Or you can find me at Violet Light Reiki, VIOLETLIGHTREIKI at yahoo.com. And I would love to give you a personal reading here on the show. I give you three cards. But there's always a more in-depth reading that can be done. And give it a try sometime. You might find out something new.
Oh, definitely. And I happen to know personally Eileen is fabulous, absolutely fabulous. She's spot on. I get so many messages about how good she is and how she relates right to what your situation is. It's not necessarily what you're calling in for, but maybe something that you hadn't asked about. So, Eileen?
Thank you, Linda, because that happens often. And when that happens, I just really tell the caller that, you know, I have to give you this message because it's the one that's being delivered by your angels right now. So that's what happens sometimes. We don't always have control over what we get, but what we get is true for that client that we're reading for.
Absolutely. And if you want to see all of our Psychics Gone Wild family, go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. And with that, are you ready to start going wild? We've got callers waiting, 912-256-856, 832, 313, and 315 are waiting for us. Are we ready to go wild?
Well, yes, we are. And if you happen to see at 530, that would happen to be, I told my sister call in for a reading tonight. So if you happen to see that pop up and we have time for her, I'd love you to grab her.
All righty.
So with that, let's grab our first caller, though.
Oh, let's do. Hey, 912, you're on with the crazy two.
Hey, how you doing?
Wonderful.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm great.
Okay, could I get your name?
My name is Jamar.
Oh, hi, Jamar.
Hi, Jamar.
Hi.
And what can
and
we do for you?
Well, I have a question about something that happened earlier today. I visited a friend of mine today just to, you know, hang out at her house or whatever. And you know, through the day, while we were hanging out or whatever, I just had this weird feeling, you know, like in my heart area, and it was like some type, I felt like I was kind of like, I felt a deeper connection with her than I've had, you know, any other time we've been around each other. And from there, I felt like a very strong pressure in my third eye area. And from there,
wow.
Like at this time now, I feel more of a connection with the fifth dimension. And I just want to know, like, what is that about? Like, if there's anything.
Okay, well, the three cards that I pulled for you actually show ancient connection. And this the one card that refers directly to the ancient connection means past life. So you've had some sort of past life connection before. I'm also showing a person that provides security in your friendship and someone who is able to open their own and others' intuitive abilities just by being around them. So, wow, huh?
Yeah.
Eileen?
Well, actually, as he was saying that, I was getting the same reading, but it wasn't through cards. It was just intuitively. I have a feeling that you guys had a connection in a past life. And also that this gal, she really is connected. Do you guys ever talk about things that are spiritual and stuff when you guys are together?
No, we don't. Like, I'm more of the spiritual one. She's more of, like, into, like, you know, I guess you could say, like, the Matrix. You know, she's more into, like, you know, society, you know, but we've always had this connection, but we're not aware of our spirits. I'm aware of it, but we don't talk about it amongst each other.
Uh-huh. So she's just, even though she may be a past life soulmate or twin flame, something to that effect, she may be just on a different path in this life.
Yeah.
And I will share with you that I'm actually experiencing that right now, whereas I know this person is definitely somebody that I've been connected to in my past. But I'm not really sure that this lifetime that we're meant to be together. But
yeah.
I am pursuing it, and, you know, it's not definitive. So that's just my experience that I'm sharing with you. All righty? But first of all, I did pull three cards for you. So let's see what the cards say, because that I'm just telling you intuitively and experience-wise, my experiences.
Okay.
So what I got for you, though, is that this something new is entering your life here, going to be coming along. It's going to be a person that's going to enter your life. It's telling me that it could be a relationship is beginning a new phase.
Okay.
That's the second sentence on this card. And so that really, I mean, you know, that has to actually support it, your line of thinking and it, in that. But it also talks about that a current relationship could be entering a new phase. So it's really important to discuss your feelings with those around you. So actually it's very good that you get this out and be open and stuff we're here. I promise you, you can trust us. We're not going to go telling any of your family members we had this discussion. but also, there may be, you know, other people in your life that you may want to talk to. If you have, you know, others that are, share a little bit of a spiritual connection, I feel, is what you really need to do. And discuss those feelings that you actually feel like you're opening more up to spirit. And I will share with you, when you are really actually with someone that is your soulmate or your true twin flame, that you naturally start opening up to spirit. And, you know, I know with my own experience that at this time, I'm on more of a spiritual plane than my mate is. Not that he's not on his own path or plane, but I'm pursuing it actively. He does not. And so that creates a little turmoil in life, but it's not undoable. So it's kind of like that opposites attract. You could be doing your own thing. But I have a feeling that you are opening up because I got the page of water, and it also tells me that you're intuitive and your psychic abilities may also be heightened during this time. I mean, this is exactly what this card is saying. I mean, I could read it verbatim for you. But when it talks more about people, it talks about a youth that's very emotional, very intuitive, and very sensitive, and that this person is very gentle, kind, and artistic. And this is supposed to be talking about you, so I hope this resonates with you. They're sometimes very quiet. They're very understanding and friendly. They can be introverted at times, and they're very sympathetic and can be romantic. You know, are you artistic, too? This card also talks about that your dreams are very important and that if you are artistic, that this is a really good time to open yourself up to that because not only does your spiritual side open, your spiritual side, you know, you told us, is opening up. So I'm not going to tell you that I get that because you are. The card says, your intuition and psychic abilities may also be heightened during this time. But it also tells me that if you're an artist, to open yourself up to those artistic endeavors right now because when you open, you actually open in many areas, usually not just one. And so this is really, if that's a dream of yours and you have any artist experience and it's a desire and a dream, pursue it, even if it's still just a hobby, because hobbies turn into great adventures of a lifetime. And so don't ever look at a hobby as just a hobby. It's actually your true calling and adventures. Your next card that I have for you is the Nine of Fire, and it talks about don't give up. Protect that which you've already created and have the courage to really believe in yourself. And you really need to do that. And the fire signs are really about inspiration and about your passion and dreams. So this is another card that's about your passion and dreams. Your first one was a water card, which is about your emotions and stuff. But this fire card is what I got for your next two cards. And so, you know, this nine says that you need to really have the courage to believe in yourself and possess the wisdom and the stamina to bring yourself to a situation that's really going to be an agreeable conclusion for you. It's very important for you to be open-minded and also be open to other people's viewpoints because they just may not, you know, we don't all come from the same direction, viewpoint, so on and so forth. But it doesn't mean that it's not, life can't be a type of wheel where that you meet in the middle and support each other in great ways. So always, you know that be open to that. Your third card is the Ace of Fire. And it talks about exciting new opportunities showing up in your life and creating, things that are inspiring to you, including your career. So now it's time to really embrace these new adventures that present themselves to you. It's a great time to really for self-expression and a fresh start. So I don't know. These last two cards really talk about self-expression. And so now that I've read those for you, tell me, do you have an artistic side that you'd like to venture to?
Yes. I'm a musician. Well, I write music. I've been doing it for quite some time. I've been recording for a good while. And, but I just... At this time, I'm not able to make any money. I don't have a job right now. So it's real, like, it's kind of, like, frustrating for me right now because I want to do the music, but I don't have a way to do it, kind of.
Do you have an instrument?
No, ma'am. I don't use instruments. Like, I write the music and I get instrumentation. I may be able to do things off of, like instrumentals that I may get offline.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, I have, like, friends that do things, that do instrumentals. And I make music offline.
You're more of a writer and stuff.
Yeah.
Get your passion out there. Like I was saying with this first card, open yourself up to those psychic heightened abilities. As you open yourself up to those abilities, and you also are working on your music and stuff. I mean, I know people that it's such a passion that they just do it. I had one friend that was a poet that she would, when it was time to write, she locked herself in a room, and there was no way she could come out until she felt she had gotten down on paper what she needed to. And so if it really is a passion, a writer will write. A musician will play. I mean, they'll play their stomach if they're a drummer because it's an instrument. I've watched it, and I know a lot of musicians. I was a promoter for a girlfriend of mine that was trying to, you know, get into music. And there's just so much you can do. So just know that if that's your passion, do it. Hobbies become real jobs. They become real things. They start out as hobbies, but they become real things. So the only one, remember that you create your world. Be the creator and create whatever it is that you want. Right now, your card reading says that you are opening up to new relationships. You have a heightened psychic ability. Your next card tells you that protect what you've created. Have the courage to believe in yourself. And your third card says that this is time for exciting new opportunities, career advancement, and to change your life now. So with that reading, go forward, create your life, and you make it happen for yourself, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
And then
I want you to come back in a few weeks, month, 2 months, and you tell me how well you did for yourself, because I'm proud of you already. I already know you're going to do it. Great job.
Okay.
Me too.
Thank
you. Woohoo! Now go
woo-hoo! Well, I hope we helped you. And, yeah, we do want to hear back from you.
Yes, you do.
Keep the faith, keep positive, and do as Eileen says.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later, Jamar.
Hey, it's not me. It's his angels. That's what his angels wanted to do.
Well, yes, but you're communicating. You're translating. Think of yourself as the translator at the United Nations, the celestial United Nations.
Yes, it
right?
Certainly is.
Oh. Woohoo! Our next caller is area code 256. Hi, you're on with the Wild Twosome. Could I get your name, please?
Yes, my name is Kimberly. How are you all?
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. Kimberly.
What can we?
My question is about actually going to medical school or doing something in the medical field. I've been attempting to do it for a while now, but I haven't because I'm the sole provider for my 16-year-old son, and I'm just thinking that it might be better for me to pursue it when he graduates high school because it hasn't been easy getting in or doing things right now, and I know my sensitive time in his life right now, and I think I just need to focus a little bit more on him.
Okay, well, I know I've read for you before, and I've also encouraged you on the getting into the medical field, but further that, we do have the problems that you're dealing with trying to go to school that way. What they're actually showing me is like cyberspace and a place that's actually physically far away as far as pursuing that, but doing it perhaps online where you don't have to do most of it hands-on for testing, but basically do the coursework online. And that's the cards they were giving me for that. Does that resonate?
I don't know of any medical school or any school like that that does, that's accredited that does anything online, so I don't know.
Oh, I know my sister, well, both of my sister-in-laws did that. They took the basic courses online, and then they scheduled a time to go in and actually do the physical hands-on type work and testing. And I can remember what the name of it was. It used to be Apollo College, and they changed it. I don't know what the new name of it is. But you should be able to find something if you search online for it. Maybe look up Apollo College and see if it tells you what the new name of it is, because I think that's nationwide. But you do the majority of your stuff online and then go in and take the physical, and that will make you more available at home. I'm going to turn you over to Eileen.
Okay. Well, hello. And I actually will have some personal suggestions on that. But I'm going to hold them for the end. Let's do your reading first, okay?
Okay.
And that is, your first card is the Page of Fire. And the Page of Fire is, it talks about news of an exciting new endeavor, huh? And what did you ask about? An exciting new endeavor, going to school.
Right.
So your card says that it really likes that idea, okay? And it says, use your originality and ingenuity. And that's what Linda's telling you is, you know, there's some ingenious ways out there to collect some of the coursework that you need to do that you don't even have to leave home. And I'm going to give you some suggestions at the end, but that, you know, additional suggestions, because there's a variety. And at the end, I'll tell you why. But anyway, so I mean, to me, that's really exciting to get this Page of Fire. It says you're, you know, to be outgoing, creative, be confident, and even a little mischievous. So there's some exciting new opportunities coming your way. And the angels guide you to wholeheartedly embrace the new endeavor. It may seem like a challenge, but it's one you're ready for. Dazzle people with your originality and your ingenuity. This card talks about people. It talks about a person who's really outgoing, creative, and passionate about life. Someone who's very enthusiastic and seeks out new experiences and can make things happen. That you are very optimistic and very confident, courageous, and exhilarating. Again, it says mischievous. So this tells me that you have a way of creating. You're a creator. And you can create things to happen in your life. There's people that sit around and wait for things to happen, and there's people that get out and make things happen. And you're a creator. I just, you know, haven't met you, but I know that. And so it's time for you to create this new endeavor. Your second card is the Magician, which is represented by Archangel Raziel. And it, first line it says is, you are ready. You have the resources or the ability to manifest them, because life really is magical. It's the number one card in the Major Arcana. And so, you know, being the number one card, it just puts you right up front and ready to create anything and everything that you want. Before I even saw this card, I told you, you are a creator. And you have that ability to really create what you want in your life. So I have no doubt that you're going to be able to do this. Let's see, what else does this card actually say? The card signals that it's the right time to begin a new project. If you had any doubts about your ability to manifest your dreams, leave them behind. In fact, the more self-confidence you have, the more success you will experience. Fortunately, the angels can boost your inner strength if you call upon them for help. So ask. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again, especially right now, because going into the medical field is huge. It is the greatest gift to others of mankind that you can give. And because of that, call upon the angels. Ask. Do not ask for too little. get yourself a big picture and then make it a little bit bigger and ask for that. Ask for more than what you need. Ask for the money. Ask for help with your son, for the right people to come around to create situations that he is in a good space while you are studying. Ask for time to study. Ask for everything, every minute little thing that you might need for this situation to happen. It is never too much. There is an abundance. God created an abundance in this world, and there is always enough, because no two people ask for the same things. You're the only one asking for these things. Some of the things will be others will be asking for, but your whole bundle, your little, what's in your big circle of what you're asking for is yours and yours alone. Ask for enough, and you are a creator. You're going to create that. So your life experiences, I'm going to go back to the card. Your life experiences have trained you for this moment, and the opportunities will be available to you. It is a very magical time. It is not necessary to take anything more on but to head for your goals. Do not delay. Walk through that door that is presently going to be, it's presently being opened for you. So take focus and action. Take the respect to any plans that you may have been preparing for and do it. It's time for really concentrated efforts. It's going to be magical. You are going to create magical. You are going to believe. You know miracles are coming. The angels are bringing you miracles, and this is going to happen. Your third card is the Page of Water. And that sign tells us that, actually, this sign talks about a new person possibly entering your life, or possibly a phase of a relationship will change, and that could be with your son. You're also going to have some heightened, a little bit more heightened psychic abilities at this time. So trust your intuition when you are making decisions about what you're moving forward with. Trust your intuition because you can. A youth who is very emotional, this is coming right from the cards, is a youth who is very emotional, intuitive, and very sensitive is going to be around you. This person is very gentle. And they could sometimes be real quiet. So just be really sympathetic to their feelings for that. And but anyway, that's what the Page of Water tells us. Now, real quickly, what I want to tell you about school is that if you're going into the medical field, there is always prerequisites of what you need to do at the community college level. Many of the community college courses can be taken online. Often, you will have to go in the first night, meet the teacher, get the syllabus, find out what the course outline is about, and then sometimes you have to go back in and two or three times to take tests. Sometimes you take the test online. So there's one opportunity right there, and if you're taking courses online, if you're taking these courses at the community college, you can also apply for FAFSA and BOG grants. That if you're a single mom raising a child at home and you put in your household income, I'm pretty sure you're probably going to get at least some sort of assistance, if not complete assistance, and some money. They will pay you to go to school. There's an additional opportunity. I do know this one works. My daughter is halfway through the nursing program. She is doing it with FAFSA and BOG grants at the community college. It did take her 5 semesters to get into their nursing program, but she was taking the prerequisites before the course because you have to have biology, you have to have your speech classes, you have to have your English courses, your general education, you have to take care of at some point or another. And so there's your opportunities. That's what your card reading says. And I wish you the best. Be the creator that your cards say that you are and make it happen. Get back with us and tell us what happens.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, Kimberly,
welcome,
I want to
darling.
Add one more thing. Fountainhead in the chat room said Apollo is now Carrington College, and they cover a wide variety of nursing, medical, pharmacy, radiology, dentistry, and all kinds of courses. So that's
Woo-hoo!
Something you
okay.
can check into. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Call back and let us know.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All righty.
Woo-hoo!
And we're going to rock on now to 856. Hello, 856.
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Yeah. What can we do for you?
Just want to know what you see for change in my job, career,
okay.
job, anything.
Well, actually, as far as change of job goes, I don't see it like a different workplace for you, but I see the potential for advancement where you are. And that's being shown to me by someone who is very serious, mature thinking, fair-minded, somebody that is not afraid to pursue what they're going after. And they're also showing me a time of less stress if you can get into a different area at your job. Does that resonate with you? Are you going for that?
Well, I'm on a contract, and I was working for a woman, and we got along great, and then she got pulled off my project and put onto something else. Her boss wouldn't let me go with her onto her project. He wanted me to stay put on this project. The problem is, the guy that replaced her, I don't really care that much for him. I don't know how. I'm kind of stressed because I just can't seem to click with him. I want to, but I just can't seem to. He's difficult, I think. I don't see how.
Well, if there's
I would
an opportunity to look on contract to go maybe work with someone else, I think I'd pursue that. It looks like there's somebody else in that same field, that same job, that would work better with you and give you less stress. And I think that's the stress is you're not comfortable with him, that it's not the work itself. Am I correct?
No, it's him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just trying to see. I've been looking for work with other companies, and I was hoping that I was going to find something elsewhere, another company to go to, because this guy, he's been there now 8 months. He just does not have a handle around anything. He's all talk. He's one of these people that plays the shell game. He's all talk, but he's no action. And
well, my advice to you would be to go ahead and look elsewhere, but the type of work you're doing now seems well-suited to you, if you can find that elsewhere.
Yeah, so the advancement that you were talking about, you saw
it
this
could be
company
with the
where
same
I'm at?
Company, yeah. It could be.
Oh, boy.
I tell you what,
so
I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and let's see what she has to say.
Okay.
And you know, I'm gonna run a disclaimer, is sometimes what we tell you right now doesn't always resonate with you, or it might not quite sound like what you're hoping to hear. But, you know, if you go back and listen to the archives a little bit later, a week later, a couple days later even, I have found that even 2 days later, the same message will actually sound different. You'll get a different message from it. So if it doesn't quite click with you right now, go back. Go back and listen to it in a couple of days. They'll be up on the website. And I actually went, I got a reading April 8th, and I went back and listened to it again today and got so much out of it. It was unbelievable. So just to share that with you, what I have for you, and what your angels want you to know today that I am, that's coming through me, is the Six of Fire. And it talks about a victory and that there really is good news on the way and that there's actually going to be some public recognition or some type of an award or something coming along. It says bravo.
I can't imagine that because I don't feel like I'm getting recognized for anything that I'm doing.
This is the card I pulled for you. It says it's time of great achievement and success and that people actually really do think very highly of you and that your reputation is excellent. You've made good decisions and you've worked hard. There may be some sort of public acknowledgement for your contributions and you may be given an award or an achievement for it. You know, even if it's an attaboy, it's an achievement. It sounds like it from the company you're working with. This card tells you that good news is on its way, and it could actually be in the form of a promotion or a new job offer. So don't underestimate that they don't notice that this guy is like you said, playing a shell game, and he's not sure which shell that little ball is under. Don't think that his higher-ups don't know that. They know who's doing the work. And so you just may be acknowledged for that. So just, you know, I mean, this is what this card tells us. And, you know, the last of it says that any additional meanings could be that, you know, it's a victory. Feel good about yourself because what you're doing is good fortune. And so feel good about that. Your second card is the number 14, which talks about balance. It talks about the angels are actually cautioning you against making any impulsive decisions or any quick moves right now. Instead, take a path of moderation and balance in the situation, and you'll actually experience better results by reevaluating your current circumstances and changing your approach. If you acted impulsively in the past, You can actually rectify things and pull back and you know, just, you know, buckle down and do what you've got to do. If you're considering making a dramatic life changes, this card asks you to approach those changes slowly and methodically. It doesn't say not to make the change. It says to wait for perfect timing. The card also encourages you to work cooperatively with others and to see things from their point of view. Compassion and kindness are keys to success and manifesting your dreams. So forgiveness can also bring healing for oneself. So, I mean, you can forgive him personally, you know, in your own self, for not doing what you feel he should, because it's going to allow you a new beginning. If you forgive him, and then all of a sudden the first card comes through, the Six of Fire comes through and actually gives you a promotion. What if he gets bumped out and you get that position? Then, you know, by having that compromise and that forgiveness of him, when you get into the position of running the show and it's not quite right, then you're going to be entitled to forgiveness from others. So after you get that promotion, you'll be entitled to forgiveness if you've forgiven him for not doing the job he should have been doing at this point. This second card, it's about balance. It says wait for perfect timing. So if you do plan on making any moves or you know, job changes or anything like that, really watch the timing on that and make sure that it's going to be advantageous to you. Your third card is the Four of Water. And it says that, you know, it talks about missing opportunities. It also says that you are have a level of discontentment, which is, I think, what you do have.
And, I do. I do.
Yep. Yeah. It also says that you have boredom there. But it says open your eyes to the possibilities, though, and that to reevaluate that situation, because you're actually missing an opportunity. The solution you're seeking is actually right in front of your face. So positive forces are actually working to assist you. And so open your eyes to those possibilities and accept what's actually being offered. And don't be distracted and don't feel emotionally trapped. But be there's possibilities that you should be focusing on, but you actually have been focusing on what you don't have. Or in other terms, you're focusing on lack. You're focusing on his lack of ability to do what you feel he should be doing in that position because it doesn't match what the other boss was doing in that position. But that lack actually opens up opportunities for you to step forward and create. So don't miss any opportunities that are possibly there for you to create for yourself.
Does that promotion possibly entail me going to work for my former boss, the woman that I was working for before this guy?
Let me go back to that.
I was seeing a male as a new person, not a female.
Male.
Somebody that's mature and fair-minded.
Is the name Mark by any chance, maybe?
I can't get anything personally from names, Eileen.
No, I don't get names. It's not. That's not what I get. It just talks about really having a place of respect, and that you're going to find some sort of victory. That these good decisions are on it. That there's something on its way. It's a good decision.
Are they saying
the
when
other
that
one
doesn't happen?
Well, the first one, because the cards, when I pull cards, I pull them in order. And you know, if you're looking at three cards, and you've pulled those cards for a week, then your first card is the beginning of the week. Your second card is the middle of the week, and your third card is the end of the week. If you're pulling it for a year, then it's the first, you know, third of the year, second third of the year, third of the year. So it depends on what you know, you're pulling cards. Now, tonight, I didn't really give it a time span when I pulled them. I just pull them. And so really, it really is the first adventure that's going to happen. The alignment, because your second card is actually a major arcana. Your outside cards on this pull were minor. And so your minor arcana really have, you know, they have more to do with what inspires you, what your passions are. They're about relationships. They're about, you know, legal issues, communication. They're about work and home. Your major arcana, which was your balance, is about work and about soul purpose and about life direction. So your first card is really about how you're relating to people and that the good news is on its way, that you're going to get some recognition for the work you've done. Your second card is a major card. It's about balance. So really in your job, in yourself, in your life, you really need to find some good balance. That something is out of balance there. And so it's actually asking you to pull back into moderation, cooperation, and compromise to bring forth a better balance. And then within that balance, wait for perfect timing for things to happen.
I think what that's talking about there, the perfect timing, is I'm really anxious to get stability with my job so I can purchase a home.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I want more than anything you can imagine, is to be able to move out of my apartment and to purchase a home. But I feel stuck because I don't feel stable with work. And that's the frustration that's coming through.
But well, is that always going to be?
I don't know.
Because if it's always going to be, and you're able to make it, then go for it.
Yeah, but there's always that fear that...
I've been at my job for 6.5 years. I always have that fear that business that I run by myself could close that door tomorrow. I always have that fear. And I own my own home by myself as a single woman. And I have a college student that I support. My daughter is in college. And my agreement with my children is I will keep a roof over your head, and I will keep food on the table, and I'll try to pitch in for gas money or books. But you've got to pay your own way through college by working part-time and applying for FAFSA and grants. And so that fear is in a lot of us every single day. I'll just share that with you as another single woman walking this earth.
Yeah. I know.
You either go for it or you don't.
I agree.
Well,
Laura,
that's what
we really
telling
need.
Myself.
Laura,
I have to go for it.
And if you lose that house, what do you really lose? If you lose that job and you lose that house, what do you really use? Well, when you first bought it, you don't have a lot of equity in it. And I'm looking at mine, and I should have quite a bit of equity in it. But at this point, I'm also looking at that I have some issues. I can go and rent a small house closer. I drive 20 miles to work. I could rent a small house not so far from work for $600 that would put a roof over me and my daughter's head. And my rent would be cut in half. I could put that money away every single month. Where would I be in 5 years? So, I mean, you know, here's your opportunity. Right now, you're in an apartment. If you buy a house, you're going to probably pay double whatever it is you're paying to keep a roof over your head right now. So if you're right now making that kind of money, you take that half of whatever you'd be paying for that mortgage and you put it away in a savings account and see where you're at in 5 years. You're still at the same job and you're in management, buy that house. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I was in the mortgage industry for about 8 years. I was a manager of a mortgage company. And so I have a lot of perspectives when it comes to buying houses and mortgages. I'm sorry. I know it's not part of the reading. But, hey, let's get back to the reading because that really is what we're here for. Your last card is Four of Water. And it talks about you're missing an opportunity because you're discontent. You know, we talked about this a minute ago. So, the other things that this card also tells us is that you've been distracted and you're really feeling emotionally trapped in the situation that you're in. And it does sound that way from what we've been talking about. But possibly by focusing on what you don't have keeps you in that lack. So what the point I wanted to make with this card is, don't focus on lack. Don't focus on what you don't have. Don't focus that the boss you had was wonderful. I mean, focus on that and look towards the heavens for another that. But don't focus on the lack of the failures of the new guy that came along because everybody's management abilities are going to be different. And if you're not the manager, then you're subjected to that. And if you are the manager, just remember when you get to that point, because you're subjecting others to what you're offering. So, you know, balance. It goes back to the middle card, balance. There's balance in everything. And if you're in a position and your other boss, you had an easy way to balance with, that's great. That was easy. But now this guy, you're a team. You still have to balance him. And it sounds like you're the powerhouse, really, in that situation, that relationship. And so maybe step up and offer the balance in the relationship to give him balance. And if you do, we're going to go back to that first card, and you're going to get recognition for it. So that's the reading that your angels want you to know tonight. I really hope that resonates with you.
I hope so, too, Laura.
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay. We really do have to get on. We've got a huge queue full of callers. Do call back and let us know, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, going on now to 832, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. Could I get your name, please?
The name is Prince.
Hi, Prince.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi, how are you tonight?
Yeah, I have a question. You see, I feel kind of trapped. You see, I don't have a car, and I'm subject to having to rely on other people to take me around. But, you know, I don't mind getting out working, meeting people, you know, trying to make the best of my life. My question is, I don't have my license yet. I don't have a car. And I have a really good job at Walmart being a people greeter, but I don't make any money. What can I do to become more independent and more physically and financially successful?
Well, let me just tell you, before I even get into the card readings, Prince, I'm in the same situation as you. I can't drive because I'm nearly legally blind. So I have to also depend on other people. But if you have a good transportation system that connects to everything, you can do pretty good on that. That's what I did before I got married and had to rely on public transportation to get to my jobs. And I understand about the situation, too, with work and wanting to find something else. And this is where connections come in. And the cards that I'm getting for you are actually ascended being, which means to connect with people perhaps online that are of similar situation, and also light worker, loving people. And they're showing me a white rescue ship. They're showing me that you will find a solution to this and that the solution will come from somebody you least expect, somebody that's probably far away from you online, but that is also in your same situation. Does that resonate?
Yes, a little bit. Actually, I talked to a girl now. She lives about 2 hours away from me.
Well, that would be away from you, yeah.
Yeah, and but she's having a whole bunch of issues in her own life, so that's not really helping me at all. I have a question. Do you guys see me getting a car in the future? That's my question, because I really
I'm not seeing that, Prince, but I will turn you over to Eileen because we've only got about 7 minutes left. Eileen?
All righty. Prince, what I have for you today is the Page of Fire, and it talks about you know, being confident, and that there can be really some new and exciting endeavors in your life, but you need to use a little bit of originality and a little ingenuity in recognizing them and having those really come forward for you. But if you see any new opportunities, embrace them and see what you can bring in for yourself. Because you actually really dazzle people with your originality. You're very ingenious in the way you think, and so you have that ability. You're also very courageous, so have the courage to create for yourself. Creating is actually an ability. We know people out there that make mud pies and can sell them to the Eskimos. You know, they can make ice and sell it to Eskimos. And other people can make ice and they can sell it to, you know, somebody in the Bahamas that wants a cold drink. It's just how it is. And so, but the thing is, it really isn't how it is. How it is actually a choice. And that choice is to be a creator. So you need to step forward and choose to be a creator and look for opportunities. And this card tells us that there is opportunities and that you need to look, really open your eyes and look for those opportunities and bring them forward for yourself and see what you can create for yourself. Maybe a ride. It may be a car. There's all kinds of ways to create. Sometimes having a car can be more of a burden than a benefit, especially if you're in a town, a large city. I don't know where you live, but if you're in a large city, a car can be very expensive. It can be hard to park. It can be hard to commute. Sometimes it's easier just to jump on public transit So there's nothing really wrong with public transit. Bicycles are great. But it does talk about that you need to create for yourself. So be a bigger creator. But look for opportunities and create. The second card is the Four of Water, and it says you're missing opportunity. So it talks about opportunities again, that you need to open your eyes to some new possibilities, and that you've been being distracted and feeling a little bit trapped. But you also maybe are taking for granted some of the good things that you do have, and those good things that you do have can actually help you create more. And so look at creating more with the opportunities that you have or the abilities that you have. If it's being a greeter at Walmart, maybe you could, you know, you never know who the right person you might greet might really like you for a position at their company. You never know who's going to walk into Walmart. So just don't close your eyes to something like that. Daydream a little. Get lost in your own world and, you know, see what you can create for yourself. Your third card is the Sun, and this is a major arcana card, which means that, you know, it's a little bit more about your direction in life. And it talks about that this is actually a wonderful time for you, and that don't look at your dreams and know that your dreams are possible. And that goes back to creating. Keep your thoughts very positive, and things will turn out better. If you look for the negative, you'll find it. If you look for the positive, you'll find it. Every single thing in life depends on your perspective. It depends on your view. I know a lot of people that used to post selfies. Oh, I'm here. Here's a selfie. The new thing online is posting your view of the world. And so your view of the world matters. Create the view of the world that you want to see and see it. And as you see that view coming before you, create the life that's going to put you in that view. And that is the life that you'll live. And so, you know, I hope that helped you. That's what your angels want you to know. That's what I was given to tell you. Have the confidence in yourself to go ahead and do that, move forward. Envision what you want. Have the confidence that you can create it and put one foot in front of the other and create what it is that you desire.
Yeah.
I hope that helps you, Prince. We've really got to get going here. We're just over a minute left. Do call back in again and visit www.psychicsgonewild.com. And Eileen, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Again, you can find me, Eileen Boetcher, Boetcher, on Facebook. You can also find me at Violet Light Reiki and Angel Card Readings on Facebook. And then you can also email me at VIOLETLIGHTREIKI at yahoo.com. That's Violet Light Reiki at yahoo.com.
Oh, thank you, Eileen.
Thank you so much for hosting.
Oh, so happy to. It's good times once again.
I had so much fun with you tonight.
This is fun. Yeah.
We're the wild ones.
Yeah, it was.
We did a 2 for Tuesday tonight.
I know we did. I love it. Be sure to follow Psychics Gone Wild here on Blog Talk. Click that follow button up at the top of the screen. Also, find us on Facebook. And Uncle Jethro can be found at www.jethrosmith.net. Tomorrow night,
Jethro
and Melissa. Woo-hoo!
Yay!
Monday through
Go
Saturday.
Wild with Jethro and Melissa!
Yeah! Psychics Gone Wild, Monday through Saturday. Different people. Get a taste for those readings and be sure to schedule one-on-one personal time. Until then, we're going to go wild and say good night.
Woo-hoo! Always a little wild on Psychics Gone Wild. Good night.